Good morning once again, everyone. The time is 9:06, currently 22 degrees with mostly cloudy skies in downtown Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Yep, first day of December, heading towards the weekend. Hopefully your day is off to a fantastic start, and to find out what to expect weather-wise as we get into December and into the weekend, we're joined from Weatherology by our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki. And Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
Another quiet start. We have not, seen very much in terms of difficult weather in recent times. How does it look for the weekend? Can we expect more quiet weather?
It looks like not too bad of a forecast here for the weekend. We have a slight chance for some snow coming in on Sunday morning. Nothing too thrilling with that, but that slight chance is there. Today, though, it looks like partial sunshine expected to develop. Highs getting up right around about the mid-30s. It's actually pretty average, right where we should be here for the start of December. And then for tonight, it looks like mostly cloudy skies, low near 22. It actually looks like a pretty similar forecast for the most part this weekend. Saturday, mostly cloudy, high of 35. 35 again here on Sunday with cloudy skies. Again, just a slight chance for some snow in the morning hours. Monday, another similar day, partial sunshine, high around about 36 degrees. And once again, similar day here on Tuesday as well, mostly cloudy, high gets up around about 35.
Not much change again. It's pretty normal for this time of year. 30s, is that the case?
Yeah, very average, right into the mid-30s. So like you said, it's not really going to be moving around much with those temperatures.
No problem at all. Okay, Jennifer, thanks again for all the info. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll catch you again on Monday.
Thanks so much, you too.
That is our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki, joining us from Weatherology. And again, kind of holding my breath in terms of, you know, we're expecting at some point we're going to get that first significant snow, but I'm not sure when it's going to be, and I hope it's a little while longer. The only thing is, of course, if you choose to live here, you got to kind of expect that you're going to get snow. This is the way it is. I mean, I may not like it, but, you know, it's important for the folks that like to go snowshoeing and cross-country skiing and downhill skiing as well, sledding for the kids and everything else. But right now in Wausau, mostly cloudy skies, temperature stands at 22 degrees. The winds are out of the east-northwest at 5 miles per hour, gusting as high as 10 miles per hour. The wind chill factor is 15, so there is a wind chill factor out there. It feels like 15 degrees currently. The dew point right now is 18, relative humidity of 80%. The barometer stands at 30.06 inches and is rising. The time again is 9:09. It is a Friday morning here in Wausau. It's Friday morning throughout much of America right now, but I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Don't forget, coming up later on tonight, I am heading down to Waukesha with the Wausau West hockey team. Mentioned earlier, going to be spending the weekend, actually, you know, tonight and tomorrow, because back-to-back games down in the southeast part of the state. Wausau West taking on Waukesha tonight. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. And then tomorrow at the University School of Milwaukee are the Warriors. That's an afternoon affair. 1:50 for the pregame, 2 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Both games live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Once again, joined on the other side of the glass by our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. And going back to what you said, you're absolutely right. If you live in Wisconsin, you always have to expect the unexpected when it comes to weather.
And it's been so quiet. You know, it almost feels as though when it does occur, it's going to come down in buckets.
Yeah, it's always the calm before the storm when it comes to weather. It doesn't matter if it's winter snow or a summer thunderstorm. It usually comes in something big after a few days of peace and quiet.
And like I said in the last hour, we have so many terrific opportunities to see, you know, interesting artistic performances. Also, for folks that are winter enthusiasts, the aspect of here in central Wisconsin having the biggest ski hill in the state in Granite Peak, and that's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of all the other winter activities that are out there. Are you somebody that partakes in any of the winter activities here in central Wisconsin?
Not so much when it comes to the skiing and the snowshoeing and snowboarding. I don't have the articulation and the balance for something like that. I like to have a fun with a sledding and a tubing from time to time, but you put me on a pair of skis, I guarantee you I'll be falling over within the first minute.
Very good. You don't want to be breaking any legs or anything like that. So yeah, let's kind of stick with the indoor activities and count the days until spring. So very good. Always good to have you here. And
happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll have a great weekend as well. I know you're always helping us out here on the weekends, but appreciate that as well. Also, want to make sure that everybody realizes that on the weekend we have some special programs because on Saturday and Sunday you have an outdoor focus. Of course, Wisconsin, I talk about, you know, the outdoor activities. We have Joel Clayfish, who focuses on outdoor activities, and a terrific program at 11 a.m. We have the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens each Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon. And then Earl Ingram and the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown, at 1 o'clock. So, again, you may tune in Monday through Friday, tune into this show and other shows on the Civic Media Radio Network, but make sure you tune in on the weekends and also on Saturday mornings, Sully's College Football page. Often I'm involved, but this weekend, since I'm out of town, Sully will be with a guest host and Ian there as well to push all the buttons for Sully. But 2 complete hours to get you ready for your college football Saturday from 9 until 11 a.m. Sully's College Football page every Saturday morning right until the first Saturday of January. And, of course, the season coming to a close, the regular season for the Wisconsin Badger football team wrapped up last week with the win of the Paul Bunyan's Axe over Minnesota. And now the Badgers will find out where they're going for their bowl game on Sunday.
As long as it's not the toilet bowl, it's fine.
Well, the thing about it is there's that possibility. There's a bowl game that's held in Detroit. I would think the guys at that time of year would rather be going to somewhere a little bit warmer.
Yeah.
I mean, Detroit's got a wonderful stadium. We saw it last Thursday when the Packers played the Lions, the Ford Field. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if you had a choice between, say, going to the bowl game in Honolulu or going to the bowl game in Detroit, I'm imagining that most of the players would prefer to go to the bowl game in Honolulu.
Yeah, me too.
Exactly right. Also, again, some big sporting events going on this week. Oh, brother.
Happy birthday, Chad.
Oh, gee whiz. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Ian. I was hoping, since it landed on the weekend, that everybody would forget. You know, it'd be like
your birthday
tomorrow is but we're not, you know, here. I'm getting out of town actually for it. I'll be returning, but tomorrow, yes, I am. This is my last day as a 52-year-old, and it's like every year that goes by, it's like, holy cow, another year, another number. But thank you, Lori, our salesperson, just came in, gave a nice little a cupcake, and she knows that I like lemon bars. I'm a lemon bar kind of guy, so I don't know what to say. But thanks to Lori, thank you to Ian as well, and I will not be. By the way, I will not be saying during the last segment where we go over celebrity birthdays, I will not be a celebrity birthday. That's my one promise for you. So no celebrity birthday for me, but. Again, I have been left speechless, which is never a good thing here, being on the radio. But as I was saying, this weekend, again, for sports fans, and we're going to talk more with Paul Micklegg coming up, of course, the Packers. Will Taylor Swift be going to Lambeau Field on Sunday night?
It's hard to say. I mean, I was kind of a surprise when I saw
Simone Biles is going, but will Taylor Swift go? We have multiple female celebrities coming to Lambeau on Sunday night for that big game with the Chiefs.
You never know.
We'll have to wait and see. Because
I'm hoping, yes.
Can you imagine? I've heard stories when Taylor Swift is on in concert that folks that don't even have tickets to the show will just hang around in the parking lot. Just to be around it. I wonder if there'll be people in Green Bay if they find out that she's coming, just hoping to see her walk into the stadium, even if they don't have a ticket.
You never know.
But, you know, but the Packers have their own high-profile celebrity, Simone Biles, who is married to one of the Packer defensive backs. So she will be on hand on Sunday night as well. And, of course, the big college basketball matchup tomorrow, as we talked with Mike Clemens, Marquette and Wisconsin. And the thing about this game is, I like Marquette, and I like Wisconsin. It's one of those things where those rivalries, it's like, oh, who do you root for? I've always been a Marquette guy. I just have been. Since when I was a kid, they were really good. The Badgers weren't quite as good, so I was always a big Marquette fan. But I know that more people are Wisconsin fans, and I also like that. I like rooting for teams that don't have as many people rooting for them. I don't like to be on a full bandwagon. I mean, there's so many people that love being on a full bandwagon. When your team wins, hey, we love them, and then when they lose, they're a bunch of losers. No. You have to stick with them, win or lose, because even a couple of weeks ago, people were saying the Packers were losers. Well, no. Now they win a couple of games. Last night, Seattle lost to Dallas. Dallas beat the Seahawks 41-35. So that means the Vikings and the Seahawks are tied for the last two positions in the playoffs. Nice. And the Packers, with a win, will move into a tie with those teams on Sunday. So, again, are you a bandwagon guy or are you not a bandwagon guy? You can't be a bandwagon guy.
Oh, boy. Well, honestly, I'm just a Packer and a Badger fan. I don't get into the technical details.
Good.
Well,
that's good, because if they lose, you don't say, I don't like them anymore, right? No, you still like them, right?
Well, no, I mean, every team has wins and losses. It doesn't mean that, you know, if teams keep losing, that means they're losers. It's not a loss. It's a learning process.
I know.
I mean, how do you get better if you're not going to – I mean, you can't get better if you keep – winning all the time.
I know.
If you lose, that's how you learn and get better.
There you go. One guy that knows the learning lessons of losing is Paul Micklegg, so he's going to come and join us next. What a smooth transition, right? We're going to come back, talk to Coach Micklegg coming up here on this Friday morning. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9. On Monday night, the Marathon High School boys basketball team takes on Dealsville in a non-conference showdown. Hear all the exciting action on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Marathon Basketball on Bull Falls Radio is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Industrial Finishing, Underwood Construction, The Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, The People State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, Twin Forest Products, The Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, Marathon City Sports Center, and Marathon Parts City. It's Marathon Boys Basketball against Nielsville, Monday night, starting with the pregame show at 7 on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And the Civic Media app, joined by Paul Micklegg. Can you just talk for about 7 minutes? I can eat some lemon bars here, you know?
53.
Ancient.
53.
Ancient.
Halfway to 106.
Can you imagine? Think about that. Can you imagine me sitting here, you know, all crouched over in my wheelchair?
You probably will still be here.
Darn right. I'm going to have to work till the day I die.
You're going to be here and you're going to be 103.
They're going to haul me out of that crow's nest at Wausau West. They're going to have to get one of those lifts.
They're
going to take the body down.
That would be the worst place to have something happen. I'll tell you that right now. I wonder what the age of is the longest person that's been on the radio.
Vince Scully was on very late.
But it's 90 something?
I don't think so. Well, Euchre's like 89 or 90 now. I think he's.
I thought Vince Scully was 90.
Somewhere
was,
in that area. So, and he started as a kid. You know, he was very young when he first started. So, yeah, you have to go like 65, 70 years.
So, you got 40, probably 45 more years at
it. I got some.
You should break a record.
That's my goal. I will now go make the goal to be, and by that point, they will have figured out how to make us all immortal anyway. So,
yeah, you'll live forever.
And I will be broadcasting Newman Catholic High School sports for the next 400 years.
There it is. It's all set.
There you go. I got my goals now. Let's get off of this subject, as is, I'm sure, boring everybody out there right now. But let's start with the Badgers, because they wrapped up the regular season. And since we last saw you, you went to the game against Nebraska. And I have to say, in the first quarter of the Nebraska game, with the Badgers at 5-5, down 14-0, it was looking like they were not going to a bowl game, right?
It looked like, and I know we were on last week with Sully, and it was a feeling of there was going to be some major issues in that stadium, just the feel. I'm not saying anybody say anything, but when they were down 14-0, how easily it happened, how bad that offense looked going 3 and out. Mordecai threw a ball that was a 10-yard out, and he threw it 7 yards. It was 3 yards short. Mm-hmm. There was a feeling that there was something that was going to happen that wasn't going to be, I mean, it was bad. And for them to get that out in that situation, to think of where that could have been, is kind of amazing, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And I got to tip my hat to him, Fickle and his staff, to get out of that situation, to come back in that game, get a W, then win on the Axe on Saturday against a team that's really, both of those teams, honestly, faltered.
5-7.
Both of them. And they both lost, I think, their last four games.
Yeah. But you got to beat who you got to beat. I mean, the whole feel is, because it easily could have been Wisconsin as Nebraska or Minnesota at 5-7, wheels coming off at the end. They found a way, and especially the game at Minneapolis, because, frankly, I mean, going over there, you've lost to Minnesota a couple of years in a row, fell behind again right away, and to do it the Wisconsin way, to have Braylon Allen do it, you know, his final – could be final appearance with the Badgers, as he announced he's going pro, and most of the time they don't play in the bowl game. They did it kind of the Wisconsin way on Saturday, didn't they?
They ran the ball. But I thought Tanner did, with his legs and with his arm, made some clutch throws. But the balance shifted to the run game and power run. I mean, he had a run in there where he looked like he was down for like a 2 or 3 yard gain, and he ended up squirting through there for 50 yards in the second half. That kind of started the the nails in the coffin, so to speak. But they did play like they were like they used to, so to speak, if you want to say that. The thing is, though, why weren't they doing it the whole year?
I know.
I mean, why weren't? I mean, if that was,
and the whole thing about it is, again, maybe they did it, but now Braylon is gone. If they do decide to stick with Longo and the whole philosophy, you kind of have to do it that way, don't you? I mean, if that's who you brought in, you kind of have to, you know, do what you do in a sense. I mean, if you're not going to be Phil Longo, who, again, he's put up big numbers at other places, it's kind of a double-edged sword. I mean, you have to almost take a little pain if you're ultimately going to try to get to where you want to be. Or do you say, okay, we have to adjust here? Again, it's not an easy situation either way, because you kind of made the decision last year when Luke Fickle put together this coaching staff what he kind of wanted it to be.
This is what they wanted to be, and this is what, you know, you can go for both situations right now. To the Packers and the Badgers, to be honest with you.
Yeah. No, you're right.
What's going on right now, is that going to mean that we're sticking with these guys through thick and thin next year again? So are we going to be going through the same thing next year? It's going to be Groundhog's Day. And the difference is, next year, for the Badgers' sake, that schedule gets mighty more difficult on there. So if you're going to do this and not have success with it, it could be ugly.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing is, I think it's going to be a lot harder to find Braylon Allens to run the football in the future if Wisconsin doesn't have that same feel as running back you, you know, because I think that's one reason they constantly got these guys is because they knew they were going to get the football. And
a lot.
So it's going to be a lot harder to have that kind of talent back there without the same commitment to the run game.
I mean, do they have, supposedly they have a guy coming in that's pretty good, but I mean, what they have even for the bowl game, Acker was out last game. So are we back to the freshman from, I think he's from Pennsylvania, Cade. I mean, and he didn't do nothing. So, I mean, how are they going to do it? Like you said, do they have the pieces to run the ball even anymore? The thing is, four of the five linemen that have played the majority of the season. So they do have a line that's played the majority of the season together, which is kind of scary too, is it wasn't injuries on that right. line. But three of those guys, one of them's graduating and he could be drafted, and the other two guys are going to look into it. They're juniors. Think about that.
You wouldn't think based on the results this year that they would have pro yes. guys up front, multiple pro guys
multiple.
Up front.
Multiple. Three guys. No. So no. They might have three guys. And to be honest with you, they have a guy that didn't play all year, the transfer from Cincinnati.
Right.
So, which probably is, hopefully, is their best lineman. So you're talking about all these guys. It'll be interesting to see who plays in the bowl game. Wisconsin used to be always the guys that they always played, mm-hmm. you know, and most likely you were talking about the Quicken Lane Bowl on the way in, I heard, and Minnesota, they'll get that a nice trip over there.
So where are the Badgers going?
The Music Bowl.
Oh.
They'll go to Nashville. That's my guess against
SEC
Auburn.
Team?
Oh. Yeah.
That won't be easy.
But the thing is, though, I think they won the last two games, but that's because Auburn sits on those guys. They sit.
There you go. Coming up, we're going to talk more with Paul Micklegg after a news update next here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, joined by Paul Micklegg, talking Wisconsin sports. Well, all of a sudden, have you got playoff fever? Last night was another good win. Thanks, Mike McCarthy. Come from behind win for the Cowboys over the Seattle Seahawks.
Don't you feel a little guilty that you're cheering for the Cowboys?
Of course. I mean, because it's not about the Cowboys. It's about Jerry Jones and his wonderful band of crazy people.
Well, that's the Cowboys. So it is. That's that team.
I actually like Mike McCarthy. I still like Mike McCarthy. I just wish he had not gone to Dallas.
But he got a good spot. Pressure-wise, I mean, it's a tough – I mean, he's going to have to win. Well, I mean, if they don't win big, he's going to be gone.
And real fast, you're exactly right. I mean, they've won every home game. They've lost, I think, to some of the teams that they're the best teams on their schedule. And there is the feeling that if, you know, they're going to get to the playoffs again, they actually, you know, they could win a game, but they got to get at least to the championship game, the NFC yep. championship game.
I agree.
If he doesn't get – because if you get there, the Cowboys have not been there in forever. So then you have something you can kind of build on. But you're right. I think if they get to the divisional and they lose again, you know, Jerry is going to look for the next shiny piece to bring in.
So, he's not getting any younger.
You're right. But Pack, you know, two wins in a row. If they win Sunday, they'll actually be tied with Seattle and Minnesota at the and maybe some other teams for those final playoff berths.
And take a look at that schedule. If they win on Sunday,
that is the hard one. That is yeah.
This is. I mean, if they win Sunday, they are sitting pretty.
Yeah, Tampa Bay and a depleted Minnesota, and I forget who else is in there.
The Giants.
Oh, the Giants. Yeah.
And then you got the Bears at the end.
Yeah, the Bears at home. Yeah.
I mean, so you got those five games.
So get those playoff tickets now.
Well, I don't know. They're going to get a home game, but I mean, the reality of it is that right, they have it situated where they went through, you know, again, some of the breaks have happened. Let's not kid ourselves either, is the Rams didn't have a quarterback when we played them.
Chargers should have beat them.
Chargers should have beat them, and the Chargers Saints do it. Chargers.
Saints blew a 17-point lead.
Yes. I mean.
But you also say they should have beat Atlanta. They could, you know, and again, you know, it is.
It evens out.
It is what it is, you know, exactly right. So, but basically, the way I kind of look at it, to really look at the positive aspect, is early in the season in week three on a Thursday, they faced Detroit, and they looked like a team that was going to be 5-12. And then they go into Detroit, and they win that game, and they were the better team last Thursday. It did show a team that is a better football team than they were a couple of months ago.
And you said 10-7, right? And I said 7-10.
I did say 10-7. I could be right.
And you could be right. That's, I mean, I think that's a legit possibility. Now, again, what's the worst thing that's possible that I think that could happen is, and hopefully it breeds competition, but they got Alexander and Savage and Ford all practice this week, put those guys in. I just sense that on the defensive side in that secondary, you had guys out there that they were raw, they were young, didn't know what they're doing, but they were given the full max. Mm-hmm. And let's see if those guys come back and give. If they're not going to give a full max, if they're not 100%, don't play them. Let those young guys come. I thought I sensed a sense of urgency finally from them last week, that even the week before against the Chargers, that they were given everything they had. They're making mistakes because they weren't as talented as those other guys, but it was mistakes that it was not because of lack of effort. And for the NFL, I think that goes a long way with winning games sometimes with and not consistency. That's going to be the problem, is talent is going to win out in the long run over the next six games. But let's see what they do. Offensively, they let him go. They let him pass the ball a little bit, and it started in the Chargers game. Just let him go. With the Rodgers, let's not change who we are. When we had Rodgers, when we had Favre, what was the base? What was the key thing? What was it, the rushing or was it the passing?
It was the quarterback.
It was passing the ball.
Right. It was the quarterback. Put the game in his hands.
Put the ball in his hands and let him go.
And if Jordan Love has that capability. I mean, whether or not it's at that level, we don't know. But the guy does, you know, he carries himself well. It looks as though his teammates, I think, are behind him. And it's been fun to see him be let go to get a 300-yard passing game, almost get 300 yards against Detroit. And it's helping, I think. Watson's played his best football last couple of weeks as well, after everybody saying, oh, it's been such a big disappointment. Now we're starting to see those seeds as well, along with, a couple of the other receivers.
Dobbs and Reed.
Tight ends. I mean, it's like, you know, no matter who they put in a tight end, they seem to be producing now. So, again, there's a lot of positive aspects to it.
And that's to think about this after 11 games starting. Not counting the one in Kansas City. To think of that, he has the exact same yards as Aaron Rodgers and touchdowns, total touchdowns.
And that surprised me, because it felt like, again, as I think back to that year, it felt like Rodgers had thrown for a lot more yards than Jordan Love has. Just thinking back, not knowing what those numbers were, and I saw that stat as well.
I mean, it's crazy to think. I mean, that let him go. If he's going to be the guy, he's going to be the guy. If he's not. But let's find out. Let's not act like we can't run the – we have to have the run go off the pass. We have been like that for 30 years, Chad. Why are we going to change?
And the whole thing about it as well is you got to find out if he is the guy. I mean, at some point, you're not going to – I think this offense will not be successful, and NFL offenses are not going to be successful if you're constantly trying to protect your quarterback. I mean, we've seen it. We see so many of those now. Again, the whole idea, what Tom Brady was saying, so much mediocrity, and it's true. He got some pushback, but he's exactly right. You can't just be, and we saw it with Minnesota on Monday night. They got the interception with 3 minutes to go. They could have put the foot on the neck of the Bears, but they didn't trust their quarterback because he proven not to be trustworthy, obviously. But boy, and in the Packers situation, this is the time to find out. If they make the playoffs, what a bonus, you know? Yep. What a bonus. If they don't, then you learn something. But you can't be playing afraid at this point, especially in this situation for the Pack.
Playing with house money, especially now on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'd be disappointed if they didn't come out flinging that ball around, flying around defensively, because this game is a loss on the column. This was before. This was. It didn't matter if Rodgers was the quarterback. You probably still would have put this as an L on the column. But if you come out there and you win and you go 6-6 and you just beat Kansas City and Detroit and Detroit at Detroit, and the Chargers for that matter, you are putting yourself in the talk of being a team that is going to be reckoned with come the playoffs in this situation.
There will be no teams forward that are more talented than the Chargers, the Lions, and the Chiefs.
This was supposed to be their stretch.
Exactly. So, and also, I wanted to mention Rashawn Gary. I mean, what a freak. Because in terms of, you know, coming back from that injury, sometimes it takes a year, even when you're playing, to get back to where you're that explosive player. That was a great story for him to go back where he had blown out that knee, where they were, you know, they felt like that surface is not a great surface, and for him to come in and just be a force on Thursday.
And think about that. They went into Detroit on Thanksgiving, beat the Lions. Last year, remember Aaron missed a, it was ugly. He missed quite a few passes that game. One was the Bactaria. You remember that they tried that. To come in there and win, that's huge. And the same thing with Gary. Dobbs got hurt that game, too. We were falling apart a little bit 2 years ago with that. And for him to come in there, Gary's going to have his ups and downs. I don't think he is actually at max. You're right. I think it takes a year.
Right. But he's still making plays, huh?
But he's got 9 sacks. And those were the key plays that changed the complexion of the game. Turnovers, again, we always talk about it.
Yeah.
When you win 3-0, you're going to win most games.
When you get those points on the defensive side, it just it changed the whole complexion of the game early, didn't it? That defensive touchdown.
It put you in the driver's seat.
Yep, you're exactly right. So it should be fun on Sunday night.
What do you think?
Kansas City has not been blowing me away this year. They are not. I mean, they got Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't feel like the pieces outside of that. Kelsey's having a great year. But his receiving core is not at the level I think it used to be. And obviously, you see it with what his name is doing in Miami. Obviously, that was a huge loss. But it does not feel like this is quite the team that it was in the past. Do you feel the same?
I don't think their line is as good, and I don't think they're outside pieces, like you said.
It feels like a team that could be had to me. I feel like this could, again, maybe I'm overly optimistic, but it feels like this could be another good night for Green Bay.
So you just said win?
I'm not willing to go that far yet. I got to digest it.
Oh, you'll wait then until about third quarter?
No. To make a pick. I'm in a little pool there with some high school friends every week, and I have not picked that game yet. So it's like, and you have to also have a confidence factor. So I don't think I'll have a lot
16.
Of
16. You know, you're sure saying that's not a 16 one? It's a one?
I doubt it'll be a 16. But I do think that I would not be uncomfortable saying they're going to win on Sunday night. They're going to win on Sunday night. The Packers are going to beat Kansas City on Sunday
night. And that is saying that they're going to the playoffs.
And it says that Chad was right when he said they were going to be a double-digit win team.
That's what you're most excited about. You're just waiting for that.
Yeah. Let's talk about tomorrow because Marquette and the Badgers. I mean, that's we don't see this because we don't have two Major League Baseball teams. We don't have two NFL teams. We don't have two major college football teams. This is the one where you have that massive rivalry in the state where you have two programs that are hoping to make deep runs towards a championship. You got Marquette, number 3. You got the Badgers, who have won 4 in a row and playing better basketball since that ugly loss against Providence. We often hear about the Kohl Center maybe not being the energy place that maybe some other places are. I imagine tomorrow that place is going to be as jumping as it's been for any Badger game that since they moved into that place.
I think the Badgers need this one more than Marquette. I was hoping Marquette, how sweet would it have been if Marquette would have beat Purdue. And it was close.
It was.
I mean, if Marquette would have beat him, I know you're more a Marquette than Wisconsin. I'm more Wisconsin than Marquette.
Which is fine.
I mean, but we both appreciate both of them.
Yes. But when it comes to the game itself, I do think people have to say, okay, who am I going for? You can't say, well, I hope they're both winning. No, I can root for Wisconsin the rest of the time, but I'm always a Marquette guy, number one.
Yep, and I'm a Wisconsin guy.
That. But the people, I can't pick again. No, you got to pick one or the other.
You
got to
pick. You can't have both. You can't have both. This is not. We're picking pies here. Yeah. We can eat both of them. But Wisconsin needs this one, I think, for their overall, I mean, they got a couple. They got a tough stretch. So you could put Michigan State probably as a loss, and you could put Arizona as a loss. So if they lose this three stretch, that means they're going to have to be way above, or at least fairly well above 500 in that Big Ten, which is not going to be easy. So they have to win this one so they have it in the back pocket come the March, and Marquette doesn't need this as much. I'm not saying Marquette's not going to come and play.
No.
I just don't think for their purpose of where they need to get to. I mean, that's a tough schedule that Wisconsin got. Tennessee has a tough one too. But Marquette, same thing. Marquette's thrown out there. Nobody's going to say that these teams aren't playing teams because they're playing. Their schedules are loaded.
As good as that tournament in Hawaii was, I still think going to Champaign and winning that game was as impressive as any of them for Marquette. And this game as well. Going on the road, a true road game against a power conference, and a ranked power conference team in Illinois, and I think a Wisconsin team that is capable of being a ranked team at some point if they put it together in the way they should. Because the expectation...
Have you watched them?
I know, but the expectation this year is that they were supposed to be much better. And they haven't been quite yet, but I think they're starting to show a little bit better. But still, I think a true road win is actually even more impressive than these tournament games.
I think I would say Illinois was more impressive than if they win against Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Marquette is going to have fans there tomorrow, too.
Marquette always has trouble with Wisconsin, though. I mean, even last year. I mean, Badgers came out, probably played most of the game, their best game of the season.
They're up by 18.
I know, exactly. That was probably the best half of basketball they had all year long in Milwaukee last year, and then they won it in OT. So, yeah, I think it's... I root for Marquette, but I'm always a little surprised when they beat Wisconsin because Wisconsin has actually had much better in this rivalry for the most part. Even back, if you look at the records from the 70s and the 80s when Marquette was better, Wisconsin always played them hard. I think Wisconsin always looked at it as an opportunity to show that, hey, we are the state university
here. And they're not the little brother. And
exactly.
That's what the feeling is sometimes. I agree with you. But in this situation, I'm sorry, Marquette is probably a Final Four championship team.
Oh, they're looking good.
Wisconsin is not there yet, and that's a fact. And they're not even top 16.
I just hope Marquette's not peaking too early. I hope they continue to get better as the season goes on because we've seen it in the past where teams are really good in November and December, but you got to still get better. You know, and
I agree, but Kolick is the real deal.
Yep.
And I don't think that's going to drop.
Well, they got to leave it right there. Wisconsin going to win?
I'm going to say Wisconsin's going to win. Not because I'm cheering for him, but for him.
Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back. On Friday night, the Wausau West High School hockey team travels south to Waukesha to take on the Wings. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:45 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on Bow Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Menke Automotive, and Shine Chiropractic. It's Wausau West at Waukesha in high school hockey. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:45, opening faceoff at 7 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52. Again, continues to be mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau, at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature has moved up a bit as we continue. Now up to 25 degrees. expecting a high around 33 before all is said and done under cloudy skies. And again, temperatures will remain in the 30s for the next few days. But it is the first day of December, December the 1st of 2023. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date, 1885. Although the exact date is unknown, the U.S. Patent Office acknowledged December 1st, 1885, as the first day Dr. Pepper was served. So happy birthday to Dr. Pepper. On this date, in 1913, the Ford Motor Company introduced the first moving assembly line. On this date, on that very same day, also involving automobiles, 1913, the nation's first drive-in gas station opened at the intersection of Baum Boulevard and St. Clair Street in Pittsburgh. Before this innovation, gasoline was dispensed from sometimes awkwardly located pumps at such places as grocery and hardware stores and even some pharmacies. On this date in 1990, British and French workers met under the English Channel, dug a hole large enough to walk through, and shook hands, linking their nations with the Channel Tunnel. On this date in 1992, in New York, Amy Fisher was sentenced to 5 to 15 years in prison for shooting and wounding Marianne Buttafuoco. Within a year, there were not one, not two, but three different TV movies about the case. On this date, 19 years ago in 2004, Tom Brokaw anchored his last broadcast of NBC Nightly News. On this date in 2014, The Hobbit: Battle of the Five Armies, the third and final Hobbit film directed by Peter Jackson, premiered in London. On this date in 2019, a newly developed apple that can last a year, the Cosmic Crisp, went on sale in Washington State. And on this date in 2020, actor Elliot Page, formerly known as Ellen Page, revealed he is transgender. Some famous folks that are celebrating their birthdays today. Bette Midler, the outstanding singer and actress. Bette Midler turning 78 years old today. Actor Charlene Tilton, best known as one of the cast members of Dallas, is 65. Comedian Sarah Silverman is celebrating her 53rd birthday today. Actor David Hornsby of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is 48 years old today. Singer-actress Janelle Monáe of Antebellum is 38. Zoe Kravitz of Insurgent and Divergent is 35. And reality TV star Robert Irwin is 20 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events for the month of December. It is Lifestyle Wellness Month. It is MADS, Mothers Against Drunk Driving's Tie One On for Safety Holiday Ribbon Campaign. It is National Drunk and Drug Driving Prevention Month. National Sign Up for Summer Camp Month, so it's not too early. Sign up for summer camp this month.
Never too early.
No, it's not. Safe Toys and Gifts Month. Universal Human Rights Month. Hi Neighbor Month. National Stress-Free Family Holiday Month. Good luck on that.
Yeah, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
It is Read a New Book Month. That should be every month, in my opinion. And it is Write to a Friend Month. So those are all being celebrated here in December. It is also Bartender Appreciation Day. So if you have a bartender in your life, show some appreciation. It is Full Fur Friday. Full Fur Friday. It is Fried Pie Day. So go for that. Pie. Eat a Red Apple Day.
Well, that sounds good.
It is Rosa Parks Day. This one I'm going to pass on, at least for today. It is Wear a Dress Day. It is World AIDS Day and Pi Day, not P-I, the number, you know, Pi. It is actual Pi Day, P-I-E Day.
The, so, a dessert
day. Yeah, so enjoy your pie. And the other Pi Day, the number, that's on March the 14th. So those are the special events being celebrated today. And it is time for our number for the day. Okay. It's a big one. 20 million.
Ooh.
20 million.
That's a big one. I don't think I'm going to get that one today.
Well, it's a fun one. It is the number of Legos used in Legoland Billund in Denmark, located next to the original Lego factory.
Oh, that's cool.
So 20 million Legos being used. So that, again,
that's impressive.
That is very impressive. Well, that's going to wrap things up here today as we come to the end of another work week. Hopefully, everybody has a fantastic weekend. Ian, I hope you have a great weekend.
You too.
And hopefully, everyone sticks right with us as coming up from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, As Goes Wisconsin. After that, from noon until 2, the Todd Alba Show. Matt Flynn Direct from 2 until 4, the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6. And don't forget tonight, 6:50 pregame, 7 o'clock face-off, Wausau West Warrior Hockey. Warriors at Waukesha, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXDO and on the Civic Media app. Thanks for joining us for the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.